time for the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? We've been telling you about all the holiday productions that are around town and pretty much going through just past New Year's Day for most of them. You're trying to catch a Christmas Carol or a Nutcracker somewhere along the way, or It's a Wonderful Life. Christmas Schooner is back open in the Chicago area. Lots of shows like that. We've got many of those listed up on our website. But we wanted to tell you about a show that is a one-night-only show that is tomorrow night, that will be taking place at Thalia Hall in Chicago. And that is a show that's called We Three Shows, which is a Broadway holiday benefit featuring the cast members of the three shows: Hamilton in Chicago, Wicked, which is in Chicago right now, and Beautiful, bringing together cast members from all of these shows to be part of this special benefit night for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. Lauren Houghton is the producer of the show and is part of Wicked, which I'm guessing is why you have your neck so wrapped up. You have the biggest scarf I've ever seen in my life.
Blanket scarf.
Here today. Got to stay warm. It's cold outside, right?
Got to protect the gift.
Exactly. Correct. Well, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thanks for having us so much.
And also joining us is Olivia Valley, who is also from Wicked. You're part of the ensemble, but you're the backup Elphaba.
Yes,
which sounds so cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I want to talk about what that's like to be the backup for something like that. Let's talk about the show itself, and putting something together like this is such a great idea. Mm-hmm. The theater community here in Chicago, in New York, all over the country, has been so responsive in helping people through Broadway Cares and other charities as well, putting on these amazingly entertaining shows, which are amazing great causes at the same time.
Yeah. The head of Broadway Cares, Tom Viola, is coming in town for the benefit. He's super excited that all three shows are so generous to donate their time tomorrow. I don't know if three huge productions have come together like this. Of course, there's Gypsy of the Year, which Broadway Cares does every fall. They have two huge drives, Gypsy of the Year in the fall and Easter Bonnet in the spring. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS helps a lot of charities. They helped with the hurricane relief, for example. Right. That was awful this fall. They help the Phyllis Newman Women's Health Initiative, which helps women battling breast and ovarian cancer. They're truly an umbrella to a lot of different charities. And locally, we've been teaming up with Chicago House here, which is an AIDS charity here in Chicago. So it helps so many people. I think we all of the actors involved know someone that this charity has benefited.
Yeah. And that's it's special because this is your one night off.
Yeah.
Right? Monday is when the theaters are dark. That's the actor's day. That's everybody's day off.
Yeah. People
pretty much if you work in theater and you guys are so busy during the week doing some days just one show per night, but a couple of nights a week, two and sometimes three shows per night. It's a very busy schedule. So to give up your day off is a big deal.
Just to give you an example, on Tuesday night, Beautiful loaded in Monday, Tuesday, and they had a show Tuesday night. We loaded in Monday, Tuesday, and we had a show Wednesday night. But between Wednesday and this evening, we'll have done at Wicked 8 shows. Beautiful traveled and did 8 shows from Tuesday to tonight. We traveled, so it's also a travel week for us, which is when you're on the road.
Super busy. And let's throw a benefit night on our night off.
Yeah, but it worked out the best with the holidays. We wanted to keep the next few weeks clear. But yeah, we're super excited. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be amazing and crazy and hectic. But anyone that can come out tomorrow to Thalia Hall, it's going to be
huge.
Once in a lifetime kind of thing.
It really is to be able to see this caliber of talent all in one place is rather unprecedented. Olivia, just talk to me a little bit about, like, from the actor's perspective on this, of participating in something like this. It's been my experience that when something like this comes up, a benefit comes up. The much of the cast of Hamilton just put on a huge benefit for Puerto Rico recently that I was also involved in. Nobody even blinks an eye at having to come in and work on their day off or do something on their day off. They are happy to participate. I'm guessing that's the case with this as well.
It is, and I just think it's always important to give back and to give, but especially during the holiday season, I think it's really important to remember that we, even though we all may be busy, we always should take care of one another. And, you know, as an actor, I think it's just a really great time to share your gift and to inspire people in other ways. And to remind people that, you know, you can be whoever you think you are, but there is nothing like helping one another and donating your time. And why not use a platform like Wicked, like Hamilton, to really come together and to help others? And, you know, being in the show and having the benefit happening during our opening week, I think it gets us more excited and brings us together as a cast because we're all doing it. So, like, we're all going through the same schedule. We are all, you know, nervous, excited, tired. But it's that, like, relief of, like, we've just helped so many people. And we have amazing prizes for this benefit.
Yeah, we have some incredible live auction items.
Yeah.
My favorite one, the most exciting one, is our producer only allows us a couple times a year, sometimes not even that, a walk-on role in Wicked.
Oh.
If you win the auction item, you will be in Wicked while it's here in Chicago.
That's very cool.
So yeah. I think, like, it's cool. It's amazing because it extends itself past the benefit. And it gives people who, like, want to start in theater, because my job when people do walk-on roles, if they're a woman, is to help them through the show.
Right.
And to watch people be so inspired and so, like, I can't believe I'm on this stage helps inspire me again. And so it's just...
Kind of remember the magic of it all, right?
The true magic. And, yeah. You know, you can't help but be immersed in the magic of Wicked. But to really watch somebody's eyes light up when they take that bow, because they bow with us too, is just, like, I will never forget it. You know,
that's great. That's such a cool feeling.
Yeah.
So just talk to me what it's like to be the understudy, basically, for Elphaba. You have to be ready all the time.
All the time.
To put on the green makeup and go. Right?
And go. And I also have to be ready to do my job 8 times a week, which is being in the ensemble. And it's finding that balance of, you know, doing your job and being ready for your other job, which is legitimately the entire show.
Yeah.
So it's been the greatest learning lesson of pacing myself, figuring out how to sing 8 times a week and then sing as Elphaba, which was quite the learning curve.
Yeah.
And it's...
You have to be up on... I mean, they're constantly making slight changes.
Yeah.
In the show and giving actors notes and let's do it this way. We're going to change this and that. So you have to be as on top of your own job as part of the ensemble, but you also have to be on top of whatever it is, whatever character Elphaba is doing as well.
I mean, I have notebooks filled with stuff that are Elphaba notes and then ensemble notes. And, you know, it's a part of also the love of the craft, because as an actor, like, I love to evolve and I love to, like, dive deeper into the character. But it's being there at the rehearsals, taking all the notes, like, making sure, like, any little changes happen. Like, you're like, okay, I know it, so I can be ready for when that time when I do go on, because that's happened. Just recently, we've had a bunch of new notes and a bunch of new stuff, and so I've had to write them down and rehearse by myself and practice them and make sure it's in my body so that when we have rehearsal, which is an understudy run, so all the understudies come together and they rehearse with the swings, I can be ready and know that it's in my body and I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, second nature. Second nature, too. What's the shortest amount of... notice that you've gotten that you're going on as Elphaba?
Like Less than 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is awesome because it truly, like I've said, is fight or flight. And like when you are covering such an amazing role and hard role like Elphaba, you have no choice but to do it, and you have no choice but to be fearless.
Step up. Yeah. You just have to step up.
And just have fun, you know? Like, it's live theater. Anything can happen. So why not just be open with your other actors and vulnerable and just tell the story and have fun together.
Yeah. Some of you may have noticed when I introduced Olivia, I also said her last name, Valley. there is another famous Valley who has been in the studio many times, who some of you out there whose name you may recognize, Frankie Valley, one of the Four Seasons originators. Is your grandfather,
yeah.
Right? How cool is that?
He's the best.
Yeah. He is a great guy, I got to say.
He's nicest just a great person.
Guy. Yeah.
And it's really nice traveling the country and people finding out. They're like, oh, my God, he's so nice and he's so kind and he's so giving, and hearing that.
Yeah.
Because to me, he's just my grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched him perform my entire life. Before I joined Wicked, I wanted to be a pop singer. And then theater happened. You know, they say you have a plan and the universe laughs.
Yeah, yeah. Was there just always music around when you were growing up?
Always. I was always singing. He was always singing to me. I mean, he's still touring. So I'll call him and I'll be like, hey, I'm in Chicago. And he's like, I'm in New Orleans. And we
you can connect on a different level.
We truly do. We
touring
connect.
Performers now.
Yeah. Yes. Like, he's my grandpa first and foremost. And then, you know, like, he's my mentor. And then, like, he's my confidant when I struggle out here
right.
on the road,
yeah.
as everybody struggles no matter what. And so there is that true, like, connection that not many people can have or replace with my grandpa.
Yeah. Have you been in a production of Jersey Girls?
Nope.
Conflict of interest?
No, just
just has never happened.
Yeah, just it's never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, I've done everything by myself. Like, I got to college. I've never, like, used his name because he's my grandpa, not my meal ticket. And so I got my agent by myself. I got Wicked by myself. And he's just there to support me, and he's just there for the ride.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's really nice, too. And he's really proud that I've approached it like that. Because I think there's a certain value in being proud of your name, but not riding a coattail.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wonder if at sometimes it's difficult, you know, because people might think, oh, she got this role because she's Frankie Valli's granddaughter.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that, and that you have to work twice as hard to prove how worthy you are
yes.
of it on your own merits, which have nothing to do
with him.
Jersey Boys or
any of that.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And
yeah, so for me, I'm lucky to be surrounded by such an amazing support system. But, you know, in college, when I first got accepted, people were like, oh, like, she got accepted because her grandfather funded the school. I was like, well, the school was funded in, like, the 1800s. And so
right.
you actually can't fund the school. So
right.
I don't know where.
Four Seasons haven't been around that long.
Yeah, like a while, but not that
right,
long.
Right.
And so at this point, you learn to laugh
you
it
learn
off.
To, yeah, right.
Because
the
hard
is in
work.
The pudding.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I work hard. Hard work speaks.
Right.
Talent speaks. You know, I'm always looking to learn. I'm always looking to work hard. I feel if you feel like you're the best in the room, then you are the worst in the room because your learning has stopped.
Yeah.
And, you know, you to have that, like, bravado is, you know, for me, I go, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to know you.
Proof's in the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Proof's
yeah.
in the performance.
Yeah.
But what is your favorite Four Seasons song, though?
Native New Yorker.
Oh, wow.
That's my favorite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting choice over there.
I love it. When I see him perform it, I lose my mind.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He does a great job with it.
He
Olivia
does.
Valley is here along with Lauren Houghton, who is the producer of the benefit show, We Three Shows, which will be at Thalia Hall in Chicago tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll give you ways to get tickets to all of that. And Olivia will perform for us when we come back next.
I think I'll try defying gravity.
How great to have Wicked back in Chicago at the Oriental Theater through January 21st. The Carole King musical, Beautiful, is in town through the end of December. Hamilton will be here until the year 2634, something like that. And performers from each of the shows are performing in a big Broadway holiday benefit for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. That'll be at Thalia Hall tomorrow night at 7:30. We three shows. Joining us in studio is Laura Houghton, who's the producer of the benefit. Lauren, what's the best way to get tickets, get more information about the show?
You, of course, can go to Thalia Hall, which is in Pilsen, or you can go online at thaliahallchicago.com and just find We Three Shows and purchase them right there.
And also in studio with us from the show Wicked, Olivia Valley. What are you going to be performing for us, Olivia?
I'm going to be performing My Favorite Things right now, but in the show I will be performing My Favorite Things with our other two Elphabas, so it's a little Elfie trio.
So it'll be all the Elphabas singing together?
Yes.
At the benefit tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
But I can't wait to hear, ladies and gentlemen, Olivia Valley.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Brown paper packages tied up with strings, these are a few of my favorite things. When the dog I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a
one closing note you've got there, young lady. Wow.
Thank you.
That is something. Who needs the other Elphabas? You do a fine job all by yourself.
Thank you.
That sounded so great. It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too. Thank you for this.
Olivia Valley and also Lauren Houghton, who's the producer of the benefit. We Three Shows tomorrow night at Thalia Hall in the Pilsen neighborhood. Lauren, one more time, how can people come and get tickets to this show?
Thalia Hall Chicago is Thalia hallchicago.com.
Good deal. Break a leg tomorrow night, you guys. Thank you so
much for
joining us.
Thanks for having us. We're gonna